Hello and welcome to Podcasts on the WSO2 Oxygen Tech. This special podcast is all about WSO2's SOS Summer School program. The free summer school classes are ideal for enterprise IT architects and developers to become more familiar with SOA concepts, technologies, and best practices. We have Paul Fremantle, who is a CTO of WSO2, with us again to talk about the final session of the summer school program, BPM and SOA. Welcome back, Paul.
Hi, Hasmin. It's great to be back.
Can you start by telling us how important business process management is for enterprises?
Sure, Hasmin. So, you know, I think the first thing is just step away from the technical jargon for a minute. Every business runs on processes. I mean, effectively, processes are the business. If you're Amazon, your process is to sell people stuff and then successfully ship it to them. If you're WSO2, then our process is to, you know, we have processes for building software and products. We have processes for supporting customers. We have processes for organizing on-site training. You know, that the processes are the lifeblood of any business. Now, the problem is, for most businesses, a lot of those processes are encoded in ways that aren't ideal. You know, it might be hard-coded into an old bit of COBOL, or it might be encoded into your website, or it might be encoded into a person. I have an amazing story about this. I was talking to a customer who was a government organization, and every day one of their team had to FTP a file into another organization, another department. And one day the person whose job was to do this fell ill. So, and no one could find the password. So everyone started digging into this process. And it turned out that that other organization was actually sending them the file first every day, and then it was being FTP'd back again by another person. There were two people basically doing the opposite process to each other, and nobody knew it. These guys were wasting, you know, 20 minutes of their day sending this file over and back when it was just there all the time. And these kind of processes build up, and they're not, you know, they're not effective because no one can see how they're performing, and you can't change them easily. So BPM, why does that help? Now we can focus on the jargon. Why does it help to have business process management in a technical sense? The reason is by having a well-defined, executable business process that you can actually visualize, structure, manage, and monitor, well, that gives you incredible power. You can change the processes, you can see how effective they are, and you can be more agile. You can change them. So those are my reasons why BPM is absolutely essential, not just for enterprises, but for everybody. Every organization, whether you're small or large.
That's an interesting story, Paul. But how does it really fit into an SOA?
Well, you know, I've always seen business process management as sort of the icing on the cake of SOA. You know, it's a very easy little bit on top of your SOA that really brings out the best in it. Another analogy is, you know, a film set. Imagine you've got a film set. You've got the actors ready. You've got the cameras, the lighting, the sound technicians. You've got the catering. Everybody's ready, in position. The BPM is like the script. It's like the business process is like the script. It is what drives everybody to do the right thing. And the business process manager, the system that does that, that's like the director. And so to me, you know, once you've invested in getting your services available and accessible and secured, now you can start almost playing with them. You can start saying, well, what happens if I build a new process that calls this service and then that service? That's really the power of SOA made really simple through a simple graphical composition tool that lets you actually pull together these services into new flows. Now, to me, that's fantastic. So that's how I see it fitting in an SOA. If I just turn it around the other way, how does an SOA fit into BPM? Well, an SOA makes it so much easier. You know, it's possible to do business process management without an SOA, but it's much harder to access those services. It's much harder to call them in simple, effective ways. An SOA makes a BPM that much easier and more agile. So together, these two things are just fantastically effective and productive.
So how does one get about using BPM in SOA? And is this something you will be covering in your summer school session?
Yes. So what I'll be talking about in the summer school is how you can put together business process management with an SOA using standards such as the business process execution language, BPEL. And this standard really says, how does BPM fit into an SOA? How do I call services from my business processes? How do I orchestrate my service-oriented architecture using a business process manager? So what I'm going to be doing is looking into BPM, its evolution. I'll be talking about how it fits with SOA. I'll be looking at how you can actually get started and implement business process management with your SOA. And I'm going to dig into things like monitoring, tooling, and also I'm going to go take a look at a real scenario and step through it so people can understand exactly how these things fit together, what they need to get started, and how they can get going with business process management.
Why do you think someone should join this session in particular?
If you haven't got into business process management, then this is going to be a great introduction. This is going to get you understanding the concepts, understanding what options you have, and understanding your first steps. If you already have some knowledge of business process management, what I'm going to do is consolidate that knowledge, fill in the gaps, help tie it together with the SOA knowledge that you will have picked up in the rest of the summer school, and really help you fill that out into a more rounded, usable experience. And if you're an expert on BPM, well, I still encourage you to join. Maybe you can contribute through the chat, through some questions, and maybe you'll still learn some extras as well, and maybe I'll learn something from you. So I thoroughly recommend this session if you want to understand how business process management can help your organization.
All right. Thank you for joining us today, Paul. To remind you all once more, the session is BPM and SOA, conducted by Paul Fremantle on the 6th of August at 9 a.m. Pacific time. You can register by going to the wso2.org/training page. This also marks the end of the WSO2 SOA Summer School program. Thank you very much to all those who have followed this series and also participated in the sessions. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact us via the forums or drop us a mail.